All right, what's going on, y'all? Welcome back to the Cigar Ralphie podcast. No intro, no music, no nothing, just the podcast this time, because I just feel like doing it that way. I'm actually getting sick, and I did a couple YouTube videos just to have them for the week, so I don't have to do anymore. I could feel myself getting sicker, and I haven't been sleeping right. I don't know. I mean, Africa hasn't been bad or good. So, it's beautiful, but it's like, oh man, another continent. This side of the world's like not agreeing with me. Ooh, I apologize for yawning, man. I'm just medicated and all that stuff. But anyway, I wanted to talk about one thing that I saw on the internet. That just caught me, just caught my attention. And that was the #walkaway movement, there's a couple of things I'm going to talk about. I just did a video about that. The gentleman who got shot in Tampa, it's close to home, who got shot in the parking lot, in case you guys saw it, or if you didn't see it. Gentleman got shot in the parking lot. Another man was arguing with the man's girlfriend or whatever, while the other man was in the store over, because she had parked in the handicap spot, and he was like, hey, you should have to park in the handicap spot, whatever. There's surveillance video. And then the woman's boyfriend comes out and just pushes the guy on the ground, like from the left or from the right, whatever side. Yeah, he was on his left side, just pushing him while he was arguing. He hits the ground, guy pulls out a gun and shoots the man once in the chest. And so what are my thoughts about that? And then of course the walk away movement. Now let me give you the quick walk away movement. Whole thing, in case you don't know what that is. So it's a movement that was created by a gentleman, I hate to use the labels on people. I like to just say it was a guy or a girl or whatever, but this was a homosexual man, and in this case you have to say it because of what it means. Now when I first heard walk away, I thought that it was a movement for people who had been abused or something, battered women, something like that. I thought it was something to that extent where you walk away from the abuse. So I didn't really, in a way it is walking away from the abuse, but I'll get to it. But I didn't really pay any mind to it until I started seeing on YouTube and Twitter and all that, the hashtag. And I'm looking, it's a lot of dudes, some big black dudes, some smaller dudes, some big white dudes, Hispanics, and women. And I'm like, okay. I was like, is this abused gay men? But a lot of those guys didn't look gay. It turns out they weren't. So I started watching. I thought it was something like gay, in the gay community. Then I thought it was something for the women. I just thought it was abused people. Who is some kind of domestic violence, whether it be, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, so I look at, watch the videos, and it's people that are walking away from the Democratic Party. People that are leaving the Democratic side. People that are leaving the left, or whatever you want to call it. And it's incredible the amount of people. It is incredible the amount of black Americans, the amount of Hispanic Americans, minorities leaving. I've seen more black and Hispanic than white leaving. And I'm like, oh my God, what is this mass exodus? What's going on? I want to know what the exodus is. I've watched now I'm going to say almost every video, because every day at least 100 videos come out with the new people. So I was like, I'm gonna tell my story of when I was on the dark side. No, I'm joking. when I was a Democrat or when I was a on the left or so, or I thought I was. I never really claim any side. I still don't claim like, oh, I'm this. But I was really in the Democratic thought, followed Democrat. I thought that's what I had to be because I was Hispanic. Okay, I'm an immigrant. I got my citizenship when I got here. It was in the works. I came here and then I got my citizenship. And I'm sorry for the yard. I'm medicated, but I grew up in New York and I thought I was a Democrat. I thought that's what I had to be. I didn't know shit about, I still don't know too much politics, but I didn't really follow it. It wasn't like my thing. Like I was into other stuff, you know, comic books and superheroes and video games. And, you know, when I was little, Coleco and stuff like that. And movies. I like watching movies, a lot of movies. I don't know politics. But anyway, so fast forward, I grow up. First president I vote for, first time I vote was 2000, right? 2000, first time I vote. I didn't vote before that. They didn't really care. I just knew I had to be with the Democrats because I'm Hispanic. So, whatever. So, 2008, I vote for Obama. 2000, yeah. Obama's first election, I vote for him because he's talking about, you know, at this time, I'm fast forwarding the story, but, I'm already a little bit privy to what's going on. I've been in the military for a while, been to war, all that by that time. Vote for Obama, first time. He's talking about change, we're going to do change. I'm like, all right, cool, hell yeah. Plus he's black, you know? So I was like, I'm going to vote for him because he's black. He said, and he said the word change, so that means that he's going to change some. I don't know what it is, but he's going to change some. Because I wasn't digging deep. I didn't know anything about anything. But change can be good. So I'm going to roll the dice on that. Bam, voted for him. Second term, fast forward, I did not vote for him. Didn't care that he was black. Didn't care if he was Hispanic. I didn't see any change. All right. And of course, I gave him the benefit of the doubt. I know it was going to be hard for him. First black president. People going to give him shit. You know, Congress kept shutting down a lot of his proposals. But I felt like when they shut down his proposals, he gave up. And then I think about it, when you know, I was like, hey, he's not really trying. It's like he's just there. You know what I mean? Whatever. I saw his wife doing a little more, but she was doing a lot of dancing and stuff. And, you know, yeah, helping kids and stuff, people here and there. And all this change, the vending machines and shit. But, you know, I mean, healthy living and all that, but nothing really significant. But anyway, so here comes Donald Trump. Now, I've been following Donald Trump since I was a kid. Because, you know, we're from the same place as far as in the borough in New York. And, you know, entertainer and wrestling and all that. It's like, oh, man, this guy's hilarious. He's funny to me. You know, he's in everything. He makes a lot of money. You know, what I want to do. What a lot of people want to be. Rich. And whoever says no is lying to themselves. Like, no, I'm fine where I am. I just want to have this money. No, you don't. You want to be rich. You're just lying to yourself. You just limited yourself. That's all it is. You just want to accept the fact that you're not gonna be rich. So you're never gonna be rich because you accept that fact. You know, so but anyway, I'm not a motivational speaker. So I'm not gonna lie to myself. So he runs, you know, people make fun of him. He runs, people still make fun of him. He wins. Now people are not making fun anymore. Now they're crying. And I'm watching this, okay? Now, what I did as far as leaving, I'm watching the Democrats, right? How they run and stuff. There's a lot, not that the Republicans don't have their controversy, but the Democrats, oh my God, I did a little history. I did a minor little refresher on them. And they are caked. I mean, tons and tons and tons of betrayals and controversies and all kinds of stuff. Lying, cheating, stealing, deceit, murder. They have slaves, Ku Klux Klan, all that stuff. I was like, okay, wait. And I'm watching what they do and I'm listening to them, right? And besides the fact that the followers, to me, honestly, are all snowflakes, so they've turned into snowflakes because of the Democratic Party has made them that. They're mindless slaves. No, we got you. We got you. Don't worry. Look, remember, there's racism. Remember, you need us. You need our money. Remember, we, you know, we give you free stuff. You know what I mean? Like, they won't let you progress. They won't let you, as a minority, think for yourself and progress. Because they know that you're going to get to a point where you're going to get so independent that you're not going to need them. And when you're not going to need them, that means you're not going to vote for them. You're going to vote for the one who's more convenient for you. So if you're a successful black man who has a business, you grow, you know, you're like, you know what? Ah, you get it. You know, you have a business, and the country's telling you, the Dems are telling you, no, we're going to tax you and give it to the poor. We're going to tax the shit out of you and give it to the poor. You don't need all that money. And the Republicans are telling you, hey, no. Look, we're going to give you a tax break. If, you know, you make this much, you own a business, you got a tax break. We're not going to take from you because you're this class person making money. You got a business to run. As long as you employ everyone, you know, because you employ people, naturally, you're going to not vote for the Democrat and you're going to go for, you know, Republican. But you have, you know, their little leaders up there who are rich, who want to stay rich by keeping people poor. If you keep the minorities poor and dependent on you, they will keep voting for you and keeping you in power, hence keeping you making money. You know what I mean? I was watching that from the outside. And the people, most Democrats I saw, were very, a lot of Democrats, not most. There's good people everywhere, okay? This is nothing, you know, good people are good people everywhere. Let me not put a label on that, but the hardcore, just like the alt-left, the hardcore left that are at the tip of the left, are very triggered individuals. You can't reason with them. There's no bargaining with them. You can't talk to them. I sound like Reason Terminator. It absolutely will not stop. So, you know, I was like, oh, I don't like that. Nail on the coffin for me also was a guy came into my job a while back before the election and said that I had to vote for Hillary because I'm Hispanic. I said, well, I didn't say anything to him because I, you know, I didn't want any problems, but I was at work, I didn't want to get fired. You know, I didn't want to have to slam his face through the glass for saying that, for that blasphemy. You know what I mean? So I didn't say anything. And I was like, you know what? I made my choice. I don't want to be part of this. I don't want to be part of this Democrat stuff, man. These guys, nah, hell no. They're in another world. They're in the Democrat Party has like this non-realistic view, which I know. Looking from the outside, you can see their agenda. I know what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? You want to keep me dependent. You know, if you're giving me everything, why the hell would I want to lose everything you're giving me? You know, I'm going to stay down, you know. I'm not. Their values just weren't my values. And that's when I knew that I was not a Democrat. You know, I was like, hell no, I'm not a Democrat. So I voted the way I did. And that's because that's the only choice I had. But I think this president is going to be fine. I'm not one of the people that get on a bus and wish that the bus driver crashes it because I don't like him. Because I'm on the bus. You see what I'm saying? I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say, read between the lines. I don't get on the plane and I don't like who Delta put as a pilot. So, you know, I say, I hope this plane crashes. I'm not one of those people. It's retarded. If Hillary would have won, Hillary would have won. That's it. And she's my president. If, what's the other guy's name? Bernie Sanders would have won. Bernie Sanders would have won. And that's it. He's my president. I probably would have been like, I didn't pick him. But I would have had to suck it up and, you know, adjust to his whatever he does for the country. That's it. The Democrats, no, they want to riot, break, loot, you know, destruction of property, possibly hurt people, assault. They keep digging and digging and digging and digging for stuff on this guy. Look at Whoopi Goldberg just going crazy on Judge Jeanine, being unprofessional, getting triggered. I feel like it's an out of control party. Out of control. Not that the Republicans are like fully in control, because I'm not a like Republican, like, you know what I mean? So I don't care what anybody says about them. But I'm just definitely not a leftist, not a Democrat. Right now the Republican Party is a little more calm. Of course they got their person in office, so I would imagine. But looking back at history of all the things that I've lived through, watching political stuff, it's the Democrats that always go crazy. I'm not saying Bush was the best thing since sliced bread, trust me. But Democrats been going crazy, man. Corrupt as hell. But enough about politics. Oh, no. Well, one more thing. One thing that keeps me, that motivates me, is that regardless of everything they talk about this presidency, this president, they're always talking crap. And I've stopped listening because, and a lot of people have, which is why you have a huge walk away movement, is because you're starting to see all the crap that these people are talking and the stuff that they're making up. Right? You don't see the stuff that they're saying about them or that they're making up. You don't see it. You don't see the lies. You know, they're lying. Like, oh, he's doing this. You don't see that. But you do see him busting his ass every day doing something, trying to do something for the country. Regardless of what it is, at least he's out there hustling. Like, right now, the United States look like, yo, these guys hustle. These guys ain't no joke, man. You know? And the past president, God bless him, but he was out there just shaking hands and bowing down. And, oh, you're so great. And the fuck out of here, man. It wasn't time for that. You know, maybe when we're in a different time in the country, then we could use a president like that, you know, that's more amiable and all that stuff. But right now, nah, we gotta use muscle. You know what I mean? We gotta flex a little bit, you know, or a lot of it, you know. But so anyway, that's that. I hope and don't care if anyone gets offended. Anyway, let's talk about this shooter guy. So I guess you didn't know, in Pinellas County, Florida, a man was shot in the chest by another man who was arguing with the man's girlfriend about a parking spot because she parked in the handicap zone. You know, there's always that person that goes, you know, there's always that person that's like, hey, you're not supposed to park there. You know, there's always that person. There's always one. You know, granted, you're not supposed to park in the handicap zone. So, if you know, don't park in the handicap zone or the handicap spot. That's for somebody handicapped, you know. Just don't park there. I know everybody wants to be a gangster and live on the edge, but just don't park there. Anyway, he parks there. He's arguing. The guy comes out, bam, pushes him on the ground. The white guy who's arguing, and I just said white, but yeah, he was a white guy, got pushed on the ground, bam, like from the side swipe. The girl's boyfriend came out, pretty decent sized black guy, and pushed him, and just came out, wham, pushed him onto the ground. The guy fell on his side, pulls out a gun, pop, pops him in the chest. Now you can go see the video online. It's all over the place. Okay, so you can make your own judgment on this. And the guy was not found guilty because of the stand your ground rule. The guy was not found guilty because there was cameras. The guy was not found guilty because, I'll tell you what, he only shot him one time. When the guy left, he stopped shooting. Okay, that is clear cut. That will clearly state self-defense if he was to use that defense, which I think he did. He only shot him once and he stopped shooting. Had he shot more than one shot, one hit the glass or two would have hit the man or three, he would have been fucked. Because now you're like, well, why'd you have to shoot him three times? Now, granted, he could have had to if he would have, if the only way you could that he could have been, it would have been justified as if on the video it showed the guy running at him as he was shooting. Obviously, one's not putting him down. Two's not putting him down. Three might put him down. Four will definitely put him down, well placed in the chest. You know what I mean? But he gave him one, and the man unfortunately went inside, and the poor kid was in there, and he collapsed in front of the child. That's I think it was his kid. That's real bad. You know, the man passed away 30 minutes later. Of course, the media is going to spin it around. They're going to, not spin it, but they're going to raise bait because they want to make this a thing, you know. They added the word, once they add the word white man shoots black man, once they add black and white, something's going to come out of it. You're going to hear this for about a month in the news. There's going to be riots. There's going to be GoFundMe left and right. If it was black man shot black man, nobody cares. If it was white man shoots white man, nobody cares. Hispanic man shoots. The same two people shooting each other doesn't matter. You know, it's when, and even if it's a Hispanic and a black, it wouldn't have mattered. But if you mix, but you throw a white man in there, ooh, child. Riot time, get your riot gear. I don't see why, but that's the agenda of the media. They want us to be like this. Let me tell you why. Not only is it because of, you know, political reasons, but think about it. If we weren't like this, there wouldn't be many stories. The stories would be boring. The stories would end right then. They'd have to find stories every single day. But if they add a little racism to it, the stories can go on and on and on, which gets them money because they're still on the air. See? That's how it works. You've got to create it. You've got to create your stories. You've got to create the situation that'll give you that good story. Journalism. You know, and this is one of them. Any sane person, any person who knows anything about self-defense, any person who carries a gun right now cannot tell me, any person, I don't care who you are, I don't care what color, I don't care where you're from, if you're authorized to carry a gun to protect yourself and you're arguing, because arguments happen, and there's annoying people like that white man that will come up and be like, why you parking? And you're like, oh my gosh, shut the fuck up. But any person who carries, man or woman, carries, and somebody comes up to you, you don't see them, just throws you on the ground, just pushes you, a big dude, especially if they're bigger than you, and he's pulling his pants up like he's gonna come at you, and you have a gun, guess what you're gonna do? Your adrenaline is already up because they startled you from the side. So your heart's already pumping. You hit the ground, so you're all scraped up and everything, right? You see a big person in front of you who's upset. At that point, you know you messed up because you were arguing with that big, big person's girlfriend. That big dude who looked like, man, this guy looks like he could fight or something. I don't know. What are you going to do? You're just going to sit there? There's people with the dumbest comments in the world, and it has to be like some kid in his underwear in the house typing who makes these comments, some of these comments, because they're like, well, you know, that guy was clearly a racist, because if not, he would have went toe to toe with the guy. And like, who the hell is just trained. Like, people don't just go around, you know, trained by Vegeta and shit. Like, yo, you know, like ninjas, just like we're just in a Chang Dynasty or something, like a bunch of samurais just walking around. That's not the way. These are regular people who don't fight all the time, you know. All they have is that gun for protection. Now, yeah, he was being a dick about the parking spot. Granted, also, you should not park in a handicapped spot if you are not handicapped. But still, you know, I would just be like, oh, look at this chick parking the handicap and mind my business. You know what I'm saying? But whatever. He's one of those, you know, old crazy people. He was 47, that went over there and was like, I don't understand why you're parking in the parking spot, blah, blah, blah. And then her man came out in a fit of rage for no reason. Not for no reason. He had a great reason, but how he took it, how he acted upon it, he didn't assess the situation. He just threw the guy on the floor. It's not like he was grabbing his girlfriend. And the guy's arguing. His girlfriend comes out, which looked like she came out of the car to argue with the man. I tell him, what, if you don't come out and argue with no man, I'll do the arguing. Okay? You stay your ass in the car. You know, if anybody's going to talk to another dude, it's going to be me. If you're alone, avoid it. You let him say what he's going to say. Because you don't know what can happen. But she came out of the car. You see it on the video clearly. She came out. Then her boyfriend comes out. As the boyfriend's coming out of the store, she comes out of the car. Prior to argue with the man, tell him, why the hell are you talking to me? Blah, 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 like that. You know? And her boyfriend comes, boom, throws him. He falls. Pulls out the gun, because now he's on the floor. He's thinking, if I don't pull this gun out, this guy's going to beat my ass. He pulled it out. Now he said, if I put this gun away, this guy's going to beat my ass, because I just pulled the gun on him. If I try to get up, this guy's going to beat my ass. This guy's agitated. You can see him in the video. He's putting his pants up like he wants to, you know, hey, why? And, you know, he's like, yo, why are you, you know, yelling at my girl? He came out, so somebody yelling at his girlfriend. Of course he's going to, you know, any man would be like, yo, you know. But at the same time, you got to be smart about it and assess. Now, let's go to the black man. As soon as you see this white man, okay, let me stop using the black and white labels. I'm sorry. I'm turning into the news. As soon as you see somebody pull out a gun on you, as soon as somebody pulls out a gun on you, you're not Rambo anymore. Stop thinking you're in the movie. This is not the Matrix. You are not the one. You are not Neo. Well, you will be the one to catch a bullet, but you're not the one. Like, you're not in the Matrix, okay? You're not going to stop. You're not going to put your hand and be like, no. And the bullet's just going to stop in the middle of the air. You know what I mean? You got to, you know. He pulls that gun out. That man should just be like, oh, hey, look, man. Even if he had to say, even if he had to suck it up and say, I'm sorry. Hey, man, look, I'm sorry that I pushed you. Okay, but I got upset because you were yelling. And he would have been like, oh, well, you know. You know, I mean, I don't know if this guy was crazy, the white dude. I don't know if he was or whatever. Pulled the gun out. There was witnesses there. You should just put your hand up. Tell her, get your ass in the car. Where's the kid? Get him in the car. I don't want him to get shot, you know? And that's it. And I mean, I'm not saying that would have been, I don't know if he would have shot him. Then they interviewed this other guy. This is where the news starts getting fake, which is why I don't watch it. They interviewed another guy. And the guy says, yeah, I've had a problem with him before. He argued with me over a parking spot. And then he called me a nigga and said he was going to shoot me conveniently. And then, but the problem with that was when he said it, the news report I saw, they didn't cut it in time. And they kind of left the camera rolling for 5 more seconds and you caught the guy laughing. And he did that laugh. And I'm sorry. If you see it, everybody will agree, okay? I mean, unless you're lying to yourself, unless you just want to feel... No, he's not lying. He's telling the truth because you heard about it. But if you have any common sense or any... If you're human, you're going to see, yeah, that dude's lying. The way he laughed and looked at the camera after he said it, he's like, yeah, I've had a problem with him before. And, you know, he called me a nigga and he said he was going to shoot me. Come on, man. Now, it could be true, and he just always has that lying look on his face. Could be true. But it was funny because I remember because when I saw it, they didn't cut it in time. They didn't, you know, they were supposed to cut it. As soon as he said, he called me a nigga and he said he was going to shoot me. Bam, cut. But they said they called me a nigga and he said he was going to shoot me. And the guy looks at the camera. It looks at whoever's holding the camera, starts laughing. You know what I mean? I was like, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. So this is a crazy situation, man. Y'all let me know what you think, man. I gotta get going. These drugs are kicking in. All right. So don't forget to like and subscribe, man. Follow me on social media. And I'll see you on the next smoke, man. Follow me at Cigar Ralphie, man. And my YouTube channel, The Cigar Ralphie, on YouTube. All right.